Vayter in Shasvir and Kiddush Daf Lamed Aleph Pigin Amon Lamed Gimel Beis Bar Avon Pays. Next part of the Mishnah, Kol Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Gram Tanu Rabbanan. We said that time caused mitzvos, men are chayiv and women are pater when it is a positive commandment. Now, it's Frank the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Ezu Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Gram. What is a Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Gram? Sukkah. For example, would be sukkah, because you know the mitzvah is to sit on sukkah for 7 days. Velulav and lulav, shofar, oh, and yonah deoma, the little blinder strikes again. The tzitzis also, beep, turn the page. Daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Utfilin and tfilin as well. Rashi explains, because our laila lamed aleph tfilin. That's not zman tfilin. Inami shabbos yom tov lamed aleph tfilin. Hilkach given the ikah shaita de lo mechaya bo zman grama. Since it's a time you're not chayav, it's called zman grama. Vezu mitzvah is shalom zman grama. What's an example of something that's not time-related? Mezuzah, micah, aveda, v'shloch hakein. Putting mezuzah up, micah, fence around the roof. Aveda, lost object, v'shloch hakein, sending away the mother bird. These are nothing to do with time itself. Uklaluhu, the general rule is hare matzah. In fact, Gemara, uklaluhu. Is that the rule? Rashi says bitamia. V'chi klal katzahu the kol mitzvah seishes man grama nash b'doros. Tell me all mitzvah seishes man grama winner putter. Hari matzah. What about the mitzvah matzah? Which you know they're chayiv in Rashi's leil rishon shuchova that they have to be doing. And what about the fact of the mitzvah of hakel, which you know that everyone has to come to the mitzvah seishes man grama. Rashi chayavos v'su and furthermore rei talmud torah puri v'rivia opinion aben. The lab mitzvah asay says man grama v'nashim b'turos, and it seems to be saying that things that are not mitzvah asay, then women are pater. But what about the fact of Talmud Torah? That's a mitzvah asay, it's not zman grama, puravu and pidyon aben, which are things that women are going to be not chayvin, but really they should be according to your rule. Amar Rav Yochanan says no, don't get caught up over here. That is that ain lemeidim min haklalus, don't learn out from the general from klal. Even when it says chutz, not necessarily did it exclude all the cases. Rashi says, don't learn from it, say that that's all that there is, because lav davka, even when it says this, except for Dafkahu, Veloshir, Mide, Afilachi, and Amidim. And even to say, except for this, don't think to say that they've exhausted the entire list. Maybe there's other things also that's not on the list. Well, it's just time we learned in a Mishnah on Erevin, Bechol, Marvin, Mishtatfin. You could do an Erev with everything. Chutzman, Amaimu, Melech, except for water and salt. This is talking about, Bechol, Marvin, Mishtatfin. We can do Erev, Chatzeris, and Shtufim, Mavos. That is, we have to bring chatzeres to become like the one, consider one charetz, chatzer, and if there's a mavoi that's considered all the mavois, everyone's connected. You do with everything except for water and salt. Vesulako, that's it, nothing else. Fika kameim, pitrios, what about different types of mushrooms? We know you can't use it for as well. Ella, ain't lemeid him in a clothes, we don't learn from that. Vafim makam shnever, chutz, even when it says chutz. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Mishnah says, Shazman grama nashim b'turis, the women are exempt from. Inon, how do we know? From where do we know this idea the women are pater from Mishnah says, Shazman grama? Gamar mi tefillin, we learn it out from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim b'turis, it's like women are pater from tefillin. Av kol Mishnah says, Shazman grama nashim b'turis. So to all Mishnah says, Shazman grama, women are pater from. Rashi says, from tefillin, b'mamat sinu. With tefillin, she mitzvah says she's one grama v'nashim b'turos. Avkol, come on, parach, adyalof mitfillin lifto nilf mi matzav hakal l'chiyof. Why are we learning from tefillin to say it's pater, and just like tefillin is pater, so to all mitzvah she's one grama pater. Why don't we say from matzah and hakal, which are mitzvah she's one grama, yet they're chayiv to everything. That's what Gemara is going to get into. Says Gemara, with tefillin gamar lo mi talmud Torah. The fact that women are pater from tefillin, we learn it out from Talmud Torah. Rashi says the iskush ladadi. There's a hekesh one to the next. Vishinantam vanecha. Teach your children. Uksiv basrei. It says afterwards, ukshar tam laos, and tie it as a sign, meaning tefillin. So we know for the matatam osam is benechem, means only sons and not daughters, and therefore, since only men, the tefillin is as well. Let's read in the Gemara now. Tefillin, gamar lo mi talmud Torah. Ma talmud Torah, nashim b'turis. Not tefillin, nashim b'turis. So to women are pater from that as well. Like the Gemara of Inakish Tefillin and Mezuzah. Why don't we learn that Tefillin to the Mezuzah and say that just like women are Chayiv and Mezuzah, therefore they're going to be Chayiv in Teideh. Pardon, in Tefillin. We know they're not Chayiv in Torah, and then we say, well, learn Tefillin from Torah. Why don't we learn Tefillin from Mezuzah and say that they're going to be Chayiv in Tefillin? It says Gemara, Tefillin the Talmud Torah is Kish. We make a Hekish of Tefillin to Talmud Torah. Bein b'parsha Rishona, bein b'parsha Shnia. And both the parshas, they're right next to each other. Still in the mezuzah b'parsha Shnia, lo iskish, there's no hekesh in the second parsha. Only in the first one, therefore tefillin has a stronger bond, and that's why we say that they're going to be pater from tefillin. Says Gemara, v'nakesh mezuzah l'tamatar. Why don't we make a hekesh of mezuzah tamatar? And say, just like they're pater in tamatar, therefore they're pater in that as well. Mezuzah, rashi says, ki the iskish b'parsha Shnia, the samachlei uksef tam, Vinema Nashim Baturas, and say women are going to be pater. Says the Gemara, lo sakadai, you wouldn't have thought that. It says in order that you have long days. So the Torah is saying you have long days for doing mezuzah. So we're going to say, Gavri boy chai, men need life and women don't. Nashi lo boy chai. It doesn't make no sense. So therefore, we know that's going to apply to both of them. We don't compare it to that. Says the Gemara, fact the Gemara, Vahari Sukkah. I what about Sukkot? The mitzvah says my grandma, the siv basukos teishu shiva samim. It says sit in sukkos for 7 days, a time bound mitzvah. Time of the kazrach manah ezrach. But the only reason why women are actually putter from it is because it says ha ezrach, meaning the pasuk says basukos teishu shiva samim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. Ezrach is coming. Rashi's brayso hu b'masechah sukkah. This is coming lahotzis harashim to exclude women from having to do sukkah. Interesting. So the fact that it's going ahead and we're excluding women from this must be that halavach had they not been excluded, the nashim chayavas it would be taka chayev, even though it's a mitzvah shishma and grama. What's going on? Amar Abaye, Abaye says itzrich. No, really, women are pater from mitzvah shishma and grama. But im kol zeh, we still have to say basukah that they're pater. Because sakatay tchamin, I would have thought, hold, since it says that you have to dwell in your sukkahs. And it says it means teishvu kein taduro. They have to be in their sukkahs like you do in your own home. Madira ish v'ishto, just like in a regular home, it's a man and his wife. Avsukha ish v'ishto, so to my sukkah as well. That's why you need a pasuk ha'ezrach to come along and to exclude women from sukkah. The Rava, my Rava says, beep, turn the page. Amadal itzrach. No, you need the word ha'ezrach in order to teach you something else. I would have thought, it's making gezeira shava, 15th from matzah, from Pesach. Malahan, that's chayav, it's just like over there. Women are chayav, right? This is bachilas matzah, leila rishona. They're chayav to eat matzah the first night. Afkanah shem chayav, so to hear too, women are going to be chayav as well, to be in the sukkah, even though it's mitzvah seishon and grama. Tzricha, therefore, you need a ha'ezrach to come and to knock that out. The harereya, Rashi's mitzvah say he yirah kol zechurcha. The mitzvah say to all the men to come see Hashem. That is from that's the mitzvah of shel shugalim. We know that this reiya is mitzvah say shishman grama, and therefore mitzvah say shishman grama women are pater. But the Gemara says that time is because of zechurcha. The reason why is because it says the word zechurcha. It says shalosh pam b'shana yirah kol zechurcha. What does that tell you? Lahotzi nashim to exclude women. Halavach, even not for that. Nashim chayavos. I would have thought women are chayav. But I thought it's mitzvah seishes my grandma. Why would I have thought they're chayav? Says Gemara, itzrach. Really, they're pater. But still, you need to say this even though it's mitzvah seishes my grandma. Kasakatay dechamin, I would have thought, neila for iya re'iya mahakel. Let's learn exir shavu re'iya re'iya from hakel, the mitzvah of hakel. We know once every, after the Shemitah cycle, you go ahead and we have hakel. Hakel, they go ahead and everyone has to come and nashim nashim bataf and hear the king read from different parashios, and they're chayv over there, and that's the re'iyah. So let's learn gezeira shavu re'iyah re'iyah. It says Rashi, "Dechsev bei bevo kol Yisrael le'ra'os v'asim nashim chayavos dechsev ha'nashim v'nashim v'taf." And therefore, we compare that to this re'iyah as well, and that's why you need a dafka a pasuk to come and tell you that this is not the case. V'adi alfinan mit, okay, now says the Gemara, v'adi alfinan mitfilin l'petura. Instead of learning out from tefillin to say that she's going to be potter from mitzvah say she's my grandma, I don't get it. Nelef mi simcha l'chiyuva. Why don't we learn out from simcha that she's going to be chayev? Rashi says, adi alfinon mitfilon the p'tura mesnisim, which said that women are potter, right? Because paruch degamar kol, that's what we're asking on. We learned degamar kol mitzvah say she's my grandma, mitfilon, we learned from tefillin, liftor, sanashim, b'binyan avim, mamma sinim, mitfilon, we find mitfilon, they're also here as well. Says Gemara, but nilif mi simcha l'chiyuv. Why don't we learn from simcha that women are going to be chayiv in all mitzvah say she's my grandma? We know it says, v'samachta v'chagecha, women have a mitzvah chiyav on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, And therefore, let's learn from there, there's a mitzvah shesh and grover, they're chayv, so to all things are going to be chayv as well. Does the Gemara really? No. Women are actually putter from that mitzvah. Amar Abaye, Isha Baila Misamcha. Her husband goes and brings her simcha. Rashi explains, Ein chova simcha tuluya ba. Ella Abaila, she is mechena kari. Karibe v'simachta. He has to go ahead and he has to bring her joy. So you can't learn from that mitzvah that they're going to be chayev to do mitzvah shishim around Gama. In fact, the Gemara, Almana ma'ik l'mimer. What about Almana? Rashi's haksiv bas, simcha, tichsiv v'hager v'ayosim v'halmana. And that pasuk where they were saying what to be happy with. So she has no one to go ahead. She's no one's going to do it. Therefore, we have to say that women themselves actually have to do it. So why don't we learn from there to everything else? Says the Gemara, b'shiruya etzlo. Really, women are not chayav to do it. But when you talk about this woman who's amana, we're talking about someone who takes care of this woman, meaning she stays by a family, and the family helps her. In that case, it would be chayav for the guy to go and to help her as well. But if she lived by herself, she wouldn't be chayav to do it. Okay, so we're back to everything's good and dandy. Frek the Gemara, v'nelef ma'hakel. Why don't we learn from Hakel? We know that women are chayav in Hakel, and it's a mitzvah among grandma. Therefore, we should learn a binyan av from that, and matzina to everything else. Mishum dahave matzah v'hakel, shnei ksum ha'boim ke'achad. Because the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of Hakel, are two psukim, which are telling you the same din. A woman is chayav in matzah, a woman is chayav in Hakel. And why are you telling me that? Just tell me one, I'll learn the other. I learned all mitzvah of my grandma. The fact that you have to tell me two things makes them the exception, not the rule. As we say now, v'chol shnei ksum ha'boim ke'achad, and you have two psukim coming to say the same thing. We don't learn out from it. Hold on 1 second. If that's true, then ihachi if so, tefillin and ri'iyah nami shnei ksum ha'boim ke'achad ve'melamdim. We know that we're trying to say that a woman is going to be putter from mitzvah seishes my grandma because she's putter from tefillin, but we know that she's also putter from ri'iyah. So now you have tefillin that she's putter from, which is a mitzvah seishes my grandma, and ri'iyah that's being ola l'regel she's putter from. So therefore, it seems to be teaching that only those two she's going to be putter from mitzvah seishes my grandma, but she really be chayav for everything else. Says Gemara, good. You're saying good, but still tzricha. We actually need to bring those two. It's not considered shnei ksumim b'boim ke'achad. We need to write both. The kasev achonet tefillin, we just would have written tefillin v'lo kasev ri'iyah. Havamila, I would have said neila for ri'iyah ri'iyah ma'akel. Let me go and make a gzera shava ri'iyah ri'iyah from hakel and say it's just like hakel the chayav too. So to be ri'iyah there as well. Therefore, I have to specify. Oh, and by the way, no, don't make that move. The kasev achonet ri'iyah, if it was just written ri'iyah. Lo kasa tefillin, then have me have thought, akish tefillin, the mezuzah. Then I'd go off and I would say, let me compare tefillin to mezuzah to say that just like women are chayev to put on mezuzah, so too they are to do tefillin. So we clearly had to write that. But at the end of the day, it's not considered shnei ksuvim that are unnecessary to write both. And therefore, we learned from them that these are the exceptions. But rather, we had to write both. Therefore, the rule still remains that mel mitzvah sishas my grandma, women are going to be putter. Frankly, Amar, iachi, if that's really true. Matzah hakel, nami tzricha. We needed to write both matzah and hakel, and therefore it's not being considered shnei ksuvim boim keachad. And if it's not shnei ksuvim boim keachad, then let's learn out from it. It's just like they're chayev and matzah and hakel, though for chayev and everything. Rashi says v'lav shnei ksuvim boim keachad. Ninu v'nelv shar mitzvah say minay lechuvah that she's going to be chayev with them. Lomai tzricha. What do you need them each for? Says the Gemara. Not necessarily, because what do we need them? Bishlami, because of a chum and hakel, it would have just written hakel, the chayiv and hakel, below cause of matzah, and it wouldn't have written matzah. Then have amina, nilav chamisha, sar me chaga sukkos. I would have said, let's learn 15 from sukkos to say that just like women are putter sitting in a sukkos, so they're putter of meaning matzah. Therefore, you had to write matzah. Nechto rechman and matzah, just write matzah. Below by hakel, you don't have to write the word in the midst of hakel. Van amina, I would say, that tefalim chayavim, if tefalim, it was anashim anashim v'taf, right? Tefalim meaning little kids, they are going to be chayav, even though we know that the general rule is that they're going to be putter from all mitzvahs, but they're going to be chayav to go to hakel. Nashim lo kol shekin, then women who are chayav in a lot of mitzvahs, more than tough, than children, and of course, they're going to be chayav to go to hakel. Therefore, you didn't have to write in the pasuk the word nashim, you have to write that they're chayev. Hilkach, therefore, comes out clear that havulu beis ksuvim nabam kechad, because you didn't have to write it and decided to write it ve'malamd, and therefore you don't learn out from it to other things. If you needed to write each one, then you can learn out from them. But if you didn't have to, then you can't learn out from them to everything else. It's just those particular ones. Ve'emelamdim, says the Gemara, Hani chalamandar me'emelamdim. That goes well according to the mandarma that says that shneik sumbam kechad emelamdim. But what about according to the one who says that you do learn out from them? So we're going to see the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, we see Machlokas. By the commandment, what are you going to say then? We're able to go ahead and learn out. Rashi says, Nail of Kol Mitzvah, Seishes my grandma, Me Matzah V'Hakal L'Chiyuvah, just like you chayv in Matzah, and you chayv in Hakal women, so you chayv in everything. Says the Gemara, V'su, B'su Mitzvah Sasei Shaloh, as my grandma, Noshin Chayavas Minolin. And not only that, but where do we also learn out that women are going to be chayiv in mitzvahs lo shaloaz man grama, that we say they're going to be chayiv? We learn it out from the yalef mimora. We learn it out from the mitzvah of fear. What does it mean, of fear? Rashi says, ish imo v'aviv tiro, you have to honor your parents, fear your parents. Yalfin and bein nashim la'el, we learned that women there as well. Kishu omer tiro, or ein kan shtayim, it soon means men and women. So we say that they're chayiv, just like they're chayiv over there. Ma mora nashim chayiv, is a chayiv in mitzvahs aseh shaloaz man grama. Av kol mitzvahs aseh shaloaz man grama nashim chayiv, they're chayiv as well. So now, v'neil of mitalmud Torah. In fact, Gemara, why don't we learn out from Talmud Torah? The exact opposite, right? Says Liptura. That we know Talmud Torah is a mitzvah say shaloh zman grama, they're putter, so therefore they're going to be putter in all things. And for the Gemara, why? Mishum dahavali Talmud Torah per verivya shnei k'suvim abayim gechad. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah say shaloh zman grama, and peru revu, which is a mitzvah say shaloh zman grama, was there two psukim saying the same thing? And anytime you have this, we don't go out and we don't learn out from it. So therefore, we can't learn out that women are going to be putter from mitzvah saseh shaloh hazman grama. Beep, turn the page. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka da Amar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he's of the opinion, al shneim hu omer vayivarech osam elokim peru revu, in reference to both Adam and Chava, that it was given over the mitzvah of peru or vu to be fruitful and multiply. My ikleimar, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, women are chayiv in the mitzvah of peru or vu, and therefore the only mitzvah that's said over here that they're going to be, the Talmud Torah is going to be the only mitzvah asei shaloh zman grama that they're putter from, and therefore we should learn out that women are going to be putter from all of these ideas as well. They're just like mitzvah asei shaloh zman grama of Torah they're putter from, so to every mitzvah asei shaloh zman grama they're putter from. So and we say mishum dahava Talmud Torah pinyana ben shneiks umabayim keachad. The answer is because Talmud Torah, which women are pater from, mitzvah say shalos on grama, pinyana ben mitzvah say shalos on grama, are shneiks uvim that umabayim keachad is teaching the same din. Rashi says to the yalfin and leel bepirkin nashim beturis mi liftos benayim dechsev tipa de tifta. They're pater from that. They're pater from this. Therefore, v'chol shneiks umabayim keachad emelandim. We don't learn out from. Therefore, it's only those that they're off the hook, but they're chayav in mitzvahs to say shalos around grama, other than these. Frank the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Rashi says, Da'amr chiyuva be'puruvu, that they're chayav in puruvu, k'siv benashim heichi. Eichi yalif su shar mitzvahs asei shaloh azman grama lechiyuv. Where are we going to learn out that they're chayiv and other mitzvahs asei shaloh azman grama mimora from the fact that they have to fear their parents, even though it's mitzvahs asei shaloh azman grama they're chayiv. Ha havu mora upriya verivya shnei k'suvim abayim keachad. But now we know that these are two k'suvim abayim keachad mitzvahs asei shaloh azman grama. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nami navi upriya verivya umora shnei k'suvim abayim keachad. Ve'emelam, therefore you don't learn after the rest of it. They're chayiv only in these mitzvahs loz hasei my grandma, but not other ones. Says the Gemara, no, tzrichi. They're not shneiks umabayim keachad. We had to actually write both of them. Why? Because Rachman Amorav just would have been the idea of they have to fear their parents. But look, Kasapuravu wouldn't have said that. Then Havamina would have said, Vikiv Shua Amrachmana. The Pasuk says, that what? Vayvar Chasam Elokim Vayomer Lem Elokim Puravu Mulusarets Vikiv Shua and go into conquer it. And we know that the general rule is, we saw this, I think, on Daf Gimel. Ish the Darko Lichbosh. It's the derech of a man to go ahead and to go conquer. In, then they're going to be chayav in Puravu. The Isha Dein Darka Lichbosh, she doesn't have the derech to do that. Lo, she's not going to be. V Katsapira Ribya, and it would have just said, if the Torah, pardon, that's what had to write this Dafka to tell you that a woman is Chayav, according to this Manda Amar. V Katsapira Ribya, and if the Torah would have just taught us about Puruvu, Velo Kosov Mora, wouldn't have thought that the Chayav Mora, Havamina would have thought Ish, the Sibgibya de Lassos, he has the ability of going ahead and honoring his parents for his whole life. because he always has a chiyuv. Rashi says l'chayv l'esav if she'ein ema sachir malav. There's no one above him other than that, and he's going to be chayv isha dein sipik b'yadalasos. She's not always in her hands because when she gets married, it's now on her husband. Her husband's above her. Then lo, she wouldn't be chayv to go ahead and to fear them. The cave on it, since there's a time, the ain't sipik b'yadalasos, she's not able to go and do it. Meaning when she's married, lo tischayv klal, she wouldn't be chayv at all, even if she wasn't yet married, even if she's still single. Therefore, Tzvicha, we have to go and write each one of these to tell you that's going to be chayev in a mitzvah's asay. Shaloh is my grandma, and each one has to be written over there, so we can learn from this to everything as well. They're going to be chayev with all mitzvah's asay. Shaloh is my grandma. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here right in the middle of the sukkah, but Beis Hashem, pick it up, continuing on with this sukkah. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day and a happy, happy new year.